Welcome to the Moms in Real Estate Podcast, where you will hear all things real estate, mom life, marriage, dating, kids, and all the wild things life throws our way. I'm Jamie Cameron.
I'm Sarah Greco.
And I'm Sonia Biconti.
Join us on this crazy adventure every Monday. It's like someone that you soak on fire, always burning with desire, can't extinguish it. Hi, ladies. Oh, hello. My gosh. So we are off to podcast 11. Yes. Oh, my goodness. So the title of this podcast is Hello. Hello. Can you hear me now? I love that title. The word is communication.
Oh, so big.
So big. I think maybe seriously.
The number one thing in life.
Period.
Period.
Period. It can be the catalyst to ruin anything.
Yeah.
And it also can be the catalyst to make everything
better. Fix everything. Yeah.
I mean, it literally is what is the most important thing. The quote that we've connected to this is, good communication is the bridge between confusion and clarity.
Yes.
Right?
So true.
Right?
And I just need some clarity.
Well, right. So...
Claritin.
Yeah, Claritin. We have a snotty friend over here.
I did take my Claritin. Allergies are... Did you guys see the cotton floating around? Literally. Outside.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, it's horrible. Oh, the pollen is out of control.
I actually thought... me right now?
I thought Mia had conjunctivitis over the weekend. I took her to the... Yeah, I took her to urgent care. I swear to God, it was just pollen stuck in her eyelashes. The poor thing. Oh, my God.
It's so bad right now. But anyways, moving on.
This is so funny. Yeah, so I mean, have any of you guys ever assumed something and you just assumed, right, and you didn't communicate and you realized you were completely off and you weren't even in the right ballpark of the situation?
All the time.
I feel like there's a story to teach you this.
I was going to say, I don't know off the top of my head, but my grandmother always told me this famous saying. She said, don't make an ass out of you and me.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
She's like, don't assume. Do not. And nope. I'm like, oh, yeah.
It can clear up so much.
Right.
Right? When there's
we've all done it.
There's just a phone call.
We've all done it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. It's like, you know what's really crazy is, especially now with the tech. Oh, my God. Like, there could be a text or a message. Yeah. And, like, you just, like... assume, like, oh, what did that mean?
Oh,
you can,
always.
Like, overthink something.
No. The best is when you see the TikToks when the guy is like, hey, what are you doing? Or, hey, what are you doing? Or something, and the woman is reading it. Hey, what are you doing tonight?
Like, yeah.
Like, because you don't know people's inflection or anything.
Tone is everything.
It's everything, and you can't tell. And, like, we're talking about writing an email today,
right?
And you have to get it just right because it's an email versus a
picking
phone call.
Up the phone.
You
exactly.
can hear someone's inflection and, like, you know.
I love a phone call.
Me too.
I mean, I love a phone call.
Me too. And I'm like, you know. It's interesting to see the next generation coming up.
Goodness.
Like, will they even pick up the phone? Because I feel like they won't. Used to... Yeah, they're so... Like, now it's like they're nervous to talk to people.
I was sad, actually.
It is.
We were just told... We just got a referral from another agent, actually, in a different state that we're licensed in. And we were just told, don't call. He will not pick up.
Oh, jeez.
Our generation only responds to text. Girl, I dropped, my mouth dropped. It almost hit the table. Like, I read it out to Jamie and I go, is this real?
Well, the funniest part of the story is we called and they didn't answer and then we texted and they responded.
Oh my God.
We're like, I guess it's true.
I was like, oh my goodness.
But you know which time you would save just by having a very quick phone call instead of texting?
Unbelievable.
There's so many times I'm on the road and I've got a call and I'm driving. I'm like, great, we're multitasking here. Can't text and do that at the same time. Oh,
no.
Good luck.
Yeah, seriously.
The communication can literally make or break deals in real estate.
Oh, it can.
Everything. Yeah.
Yep.
And you know, it's interesting even in your personal lives. Like me and my husband, we have, I know this seems cheesy or silly, but we have a weekly meeting. Literally, we sit down and we talk exactly what he has going on with his work and his schedule, what I have going on and what the kids have going on. And we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
And one of the best things that me and my husband say to each other, and we say it every morning, is how can I help you have a good day?
No.
That's it.
That's, I love
it's
that.
It's a simple sentence.
That's
we feel
amazing.
We see, we
that
feel
is amazing. That's
heard,
a really healthy relationship.
And we feel seen. Yep. And sometimes it's, nope, we got it. And sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, you know what would be really helpful if you could do this? That yeah. would take that off my plate. That's it. How can I help you
make
have
no,
a better day?
Make absolutely. No, everyone. I think we all need to add it.
What?
To our vocabulary.
Oh,
can I help you have
you?
A better day?
That's I love
it.
That.
It's a, and you, it just sets the tone for the
yeah.
day. That's it.
And you know, it's so disarming too to somebody. If you think about like clients too, mm-hmm. like how can I help you achieve this or do
yep.
better? You know, it's just such a, like, I love that. It's
yeah.
really.
Even with your kids, how can
yes.
I help you be successful today?
Yes.
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What can I do?
Because then they learn to model that too.
Yeah.
Which is so important. I was going to say something about communication. They said, oh, when they polled people who are buying and selling,
mm-hmm.
they said, what's the most important to you with a real estate agent partner? And they said communication was number one.
Yes, it yeah. should be. Because if you can't communicate your needs or wants, how are they going to help you get the house you want?
Right. Right,
or
exactly.
sell the house,
well,
like,
and,
or
and
being
you
responsive.
Have a question. Exactly,
yes.
You've got a question, and you don't hear back from your agent for 3 days. Like that, no, that's
no, you
a
have to
problem.
Put in the portal.
You put it in the portal.
That was in our last episode.
Yeah, referred back to podcast 10.
Yeah, gotta put it in the portal. But I mean, I think in general, Jamie has her and her husband have it right. They have it right, basically. And I think when and you guys are both married. So, you know, you have your relationships. I've been divorced twice. I know now mistakes were made along the way. What works, what doesn't. And Jay and I just started talking about that. Like, moving forward, how can we set ourselves up for success in a relationship? And we talked about once a week, we ask each other, are you satisfied? Are you fulfilled? Are you happy?
Mm-hmm.
And he brought up this thing about dirty socks. And I think that this is key. He said, and we asked, do you have any dirty socks? And I said, well, what is that? He explained the guy, you know, husband and wife, I think it was Tony Robbins or someone, was explaining the guy was coming home and he was putting his dirty socks right in front of the hamper, wasn't putting it in. And then his wife was picking them up and she put it in. And he was like, oh, I was going to do that. He's like, but my wife loves me so much. She put my dirty sock in. That was so nice. The wife is thinking, oh my God, like he literally couldn't put his dirty sock.
Mm.
It kept festering for her. And he's just like, oh my God, she's helping me. Thank you. Like, whatever.
But not saying it.
So what happened was all of a sudden it comes to a blow where she's like over the dirty socks.
Yeah.
And he's thinking something totally different.
Yeah.
So he's like, at the end of the week, we say, do we have any dirty socks we need to talk about?
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, that's actually really
genius.
I love
that. Yeah.
Communication.
Correct. So that's what I'm saying,
yeah.
is instead of assuming why that person's doing it or what, it's talking, it's communicating.
Exactly.
And it's setting us up to be successful,
mm-hmm.
to have a long-term successful relationship. But it comes down to one thing.
Yeah.
Communication.
It really does. It's the catalyst for all things, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen other relationships who communicate really well, and I've seen other relationships that don't. And for me, it feels very glaring.
Yeah.
And I think even not just personal relationships, but work relationships and also friendships,
yeah.
even. Because
yeah.
friendships need just as much communication as any other kind of relationship
mm-hmm.
that needs care and love
mm-hmm.
and attention, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's
yeah.
okay to say, hey, friend, I'm super busy right now, but I'm shooting you a text to let you know I love you and you're on my mind.
Yes.
That's it. And that makes that friend say, oh, she's there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's
mm-hmm.
it. Or, you know.
Thinking about you.
Yeah.
I'm praying for you today. Whatever's going on in their lives, you know.
Yeah.
Just those little couple of words make all the difference.
It does. Yeah. And to communicate, too, I think this is something we talked about kind of off air. Like, especially with a friendship. When you feel something's off or something's
mm-hmm.
bothering you and you reach out to say, hey, let's have this conversation, to be receptive to that on
yes.
both sides. Because someone is like throwing you an olive branch to say, please, like, can
yeah.
we communicate? Can we make this work? And not to avoid and not to, you know, accuse and make someone feel bad. Like,
mm-hmm.
we need to have that open communication to resolve issues that are there too.
Yeah.
Because life isn't peachy, as we know, and there
no.
are going to be things that come up. And instead of letting something boil and fester and,
mm-hmm.
and just ruin you, just having that conversation could have saved weeks, months, years of struggle.
Yeah, and being kind and understanding
mm-hmm.
that people are human.
They make
not,
mistakes.
Not a single person walks this earth without taking a misstep. It's right. not a thing.
Right.
And it shouldn't be a thing.
Right.
You know? And to give people that grace. Are, especially in your circle, in your people, grace. Exactly. And kindness and understanding and saying, hey, we're good.
Yeah.
And giving that. And so they can take a deep breath and say, okay, I can take that worry off of my plate and focus on really where my attention really needs to be at this moment. It won't always look like this, but for right now, I really appreciate my people supporting me.
So shifting gears a little bit with this topic as well too, with communication, is just how many people we need to communicate with in a transaction, right? Mm-hmm. So we yes. have the other agent, we have the lender most of the time, the attorneys that are involved, the inspector, the appraiser. I mean, other additional people sometimes are involved as well too, maybe contractors.
Yes.
There are a lot of moving parts.
It's a communication game, folks.
Yes.
I mean, we had to on Leicester Street. Remember in Auburn?
Yeah.
They were hooked up to the town. Yeah. Remember?
Uh-huh.
You were away, I think. Remember I was on the phone?
Yeah.
With getting quotes, how much it would cost them to hook up to the town because they had a well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or a septic. I remember. They had... It was crazy. So the appraiser couldn't do this job. It was holding everybody up uh-huh. to get a contractor. So, I mean, it was bananas. But luckily, we got it done. But it's not just the client.
No.
It's not just the client.
It's a communication game. I mean, honestly, here's some advice. If you stink at communication, real estate is probably not for you. Job.
No.
Okay, if you don't like people, if you don't like building relationships, if you cannot communicate, if you're afraid to pick up the phone... It's you're in the wrong calling.
Absolutely. Not only that, you have to have the hard conversations too. Oh, yeah. And they are not easy. Trust me, there are times and I'm like, I don't want to make this call, but you have to. You mm-hmm. have to have the hard conversations to get them mm-hmm. to where you need them to be.
Yeah. And I think when you look at it as it's a means to an end.
Yes.
Then it's not as hard.
Right.
It's not as hard because right. if you don't have that conversation, you can't get an answer. You can't move forward. You're at a roadblock.
Yeah. I mean, and you should feel good if, like, you are able to communicate honestly,
yes,
effectively, mm-hmm. and quickly, you have literally done your job.
Yes.
That is all our job is to do that and make sure the proper people at the proper time are getting the information that they absolutely need.
Right.
That's it. Middlemen.
We really are.
Yeah.
We really are. And we have to sometimes separate the emotion because Jamie and I, especially Jamie, thinks it's happening to her. Because she feels so much for her clients. And I get that because I do too.
Yeah.
I get it because I'm like, oh my God, what if this was happening to me?
Right.
And I know how they're going to feel.
But no one fights harder for someone who feels it in their gut.
Yeah. It's so true.
That's your thing. Because,
yes.
Yeah. And that's why it's good to have us on. You need someone like that.
Yes.
Fighting for you.
Yes.
When someone doesn't have any emotion involved, they're just like, whatever, not a big deal. Whereas the client, it's the end of the world. It feels like the end of the world for them.
Oh, well, I mean, whether they're selling or buying, it mm-hmm. is a huge emotional investment.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be able to be a good communicator to help them through that and mm-hmm. have empathy.
And to absorb some of that energy for
yes,
them.
Yes, of course.
And to calm maybe their
calm
nerves.
Them down.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because you have, like, when there's negotiations, I found too, it's like one person feels slighted.
Yeah.
In the end, then the other person feels slighted. Mm-hmm. And it's not about that. It's about, well, let's understand where this person's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's understand where this person's coming from. Can we come to an agreement or not?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that has to be communicated and we have to help with that emotional piece.
I couldn't agree more.
Absolutely.
Well, guys, up next will be podcast 12. It almost feels like symbolic that we're already at number 12, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
The title for next week is Keeping Your Heart Soft and Your Boundaries Strong. I think that's key. Obviously, the word will be boundaries.
And
the quote is, what you allow is what will continue.
But I think we're going to have a special guest.
And we will have a special guest. I think she's going to be fantastic. I think she
is
a superstar when it comes to boundaries. And we can't wait for you guys to meet for next week.
Yay!
All right, ladies, hands in. Moms in Real Estate.
If you enjoyed listening to us, we would be so grateful if you could subscribe, review, and share our podcast with others. And we have an email address that you can reach out with any questions,
feedback, or topics that you'd like to hear us on our podcast. And that email is momsinrealestatepodcast.com. So that's all one word, momsinrealestatepodcast.com. And we have an Instagram, momsinrealestate, that we will be posting lots of pictures and different topics that we've discussed on our podcast. So please join, follow us. We'd be so appreciative of that. And tune in next week. All right. Bye, friends.